The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Ogue, has confirmed that remote-controlled shock collars for dogs, well, I think for dogs and cats, but mostly used for dogs, they are to be banned. Donal Ryan is from City Vet here in Limerick City. Donal, you're welcome to the show, and thanks a million.
Thank you very much,
Kieran, for joining us. So just for people who aren't aware, people maybe who don't have pets or have them and have never come across these, what are they?
Well, there's a collar that you put on the animal's neck, and there's a battery in the collar, and it's operated by a remote control, not the same as, but similar to a TV remote control. So if you want to get the dog's attention or distract it, you can press a button, but it can give a warning sound and also a shock. So it's the purpose, the thinking behind it is that you can train the animal successfully to do things, to stop doing things you don't want it to do and to do things you want it to do. But what I dislike about them, and I'm thrilled that they're banned, is that the whole principle of the teaching or the training of the animal is based on hurting them.
Yeah, and that's not obedience through punishment.
Well, it's to fear, really, because any of us, if you're going to go out the wrong door and you know you're going to get a shock, that might not be the best way of communicating to us. And the same with animals. It's not the best way to get a message across because it increases their stress and their anxiety and their fear. And under those circumstances, animals don't learn. I mean, they learn fear, but they don't learn what you want them to do.
They are, within this, I think, going to allow for people who already have them to keep them.
Yes.
They're not talking about going around and seizing them or anything. They're also going to continue to allow people to install fences.
Yeah, fences are a slightly different type of thing.
So this is where you put a wire around the perimeter of your garden and the dog has a little collar, and if they go towards it like it beeps and then they get a little shock.
Again, that's a useful training device, particularly if people have large gardens or have properties that are very difficult to secure. You know, a small dog can get out into a small hole in a fence. But if the animal can be successfully trained, they go near the fence and a little radio transmitter at the fence gives them a little warning sound.
Yeah.
Now, I've had plenty of people tell me that they work for dogs, but they see the cat next door or the dog next door. They run, they get the shock and they get out the other side.
Have you an issue with them as well? Would you like to
not
see them?
Not really, no. They're not. No, I think they're useful. Again, I suppose where I'd be coming from, if you bring your dog in to me with a broken leg because it ran out and got under a car versus, you know, he got a little shock this morning, but he's still got four legs under him. Then it's a no-brainer. It's a very humane tool. But the whole purpose behind it is that you train the animal to understand where the perimeter is.
Yes.
In other words, it may be 6 or 8 feet inside your garden wall or 2 feet, depending. So the animal is trained to stay away from that area so they never get shocks. So it's a learning tool, but they do have to be trained to understand it.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because we have one of them, right, for our dog.
So,
and when we were installing it again, that was the advice we got. They said, like, some people, they kind of stick it in the ground and they let the dog, almost like the kind of the raptors in Jurassic Park, let the dog work out where the shock is. And they said, no, you've got to, you spend a couple of weeks nearly kind of over and back, out towards it. They hear the beep and over time, they just realize where the edge of the kind of their territory is.
That's successful, you've got to remember to put the batteries in because the dog, or cat, I suppose, will realise, I can now go out because the thing isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
So that can be a fault in it. You know, 99% of the time it's working, and then it doesn't work. So I've seen cases with that too.
And the difference between that, though, and the shock collar that is now banned is what? Because, you know, people listening might think, hold on, are they not both training tools?
They are training tools if they're successfully used. But again, the principle is if it's based on being hurting the animal, then it's not the best way to train an animal to do things.
Mm.
And it is inflicting pain. But it's occasionally people treat, you know, the dog isn't doing what it's supposed to be told, and they're pressing the buzzer, you know, shocking the dog repeatedly as if the channel on the TV just won't change or the sound won't go up or down. So in that sense, they are using, to my mind anyway, inflicting pain on the animal to get it to do what you want it to do. And that's a negative experience for the animal, but I'm dubious as to how effective it is. There may work very well in the hands of a very good dog trainer, so the dog is trained to do things and just knows if it's might learn how to avoid the shock.
Damo in Germany says, any form of electric shocking a dog has been banned in Germany since 2006. As the dog owner, I find the whole idea repulsive. Oisin in Mayo says, if my dogs didn't have the shock collar, they would either have to be kept in all day or they'd be left outside where they'd run out in the road and get killed by a car. Well, I think Oisin in Mayo, I possibly sent that in before we clarified that the fencing around the house is still going to be allowed.
But tell Oisin, make sure he checks the batteries.
Make sure you check the batteries, Oisin. Before they get out in the road. Yeah. I fear, Donald, this is the text from a neighbour of mine, maybe dog breeds with loud barks should be banned like golden retrievers, especially the ones that live right next door to night workers like me. No, I present that text without comment.
Well, you see, again, any animal owner needs to be conscious of their neighbours. Mm. If they do have people that are, you know, working at night, sleeping at day, but you can have loud music on, your boom box on at 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's not appropriate, you know, for your neighbours in a built-up area. And the same thing happens with people when they bring their dogs out in the footpath. Sometimes people think that the dog owns the footpath instead of keeping the dog out of the way of other people, not allowing it to jump on other people. On that note, again, I've seen people do it. I saw a man in Kilkee 2 years ago with his tiny little child walking up to a dog tied outside a shop. I was shocked that he was naively walking up to a strange dog. Maybe to help the child rub it or not, I don't know. But he doesn't know what that dog is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it was somebody's child and a man was walking up to give it a pat on the head, nowadays you'd be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
But it's the lack of common sense in these areas astounds me at times. You know, like I see lots of dogs every day.
Mm.
And I still have 10 fingers, as you can see. But... yeah, they can bite you in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And it's a professional hazard for me. You give a dog an injection for its own good, or so we'll tell it.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily like it. They might want to give you a bite.
So they're all capable of it, and you need to remember that.
Yeah, professionally, you need to be very much aware.
Wandering towards them. Listen, Donal, thanks a million for coming into us.
My pleasure, Kieran.
Donal Ryan from City Vet here in Limerick on the news that those shock collars, the collars with the remote control to be banned, according to Minister Charlie McConnell. Colin says, I used a so-called shock collar to train my dogs when they were young, except I never used the electric function of the collars. They've got three settings, shock, vibration and sound. I use the vibration function only. So now people like me who use the collars ethically will be put at a disadvantage when training a dog. Well, Colin, I think that is the way it's going to go, whether you agree or not. Certainly, Charlie McConnell has announced that they are to be banned. Although, for what it's worth, you won't have to give them up, Colin. You'll still be able to use yours. They're not going to take them from anyone, but nobody will be able to buy them from here on in.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.